Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It sure is, but as Miss Alice Canton is away this week, she is having a lovely old time, so we're going to be holding it down. We've got the lovely John Davis in the studio with us, here to talk about Te Tupua the Goblin. Kia ora, John, how are you?
Kia ora, Sophia. Very well, thank you. Kia ora, everybody.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Well, you're welcome.
We just wanted to start off talking about what this show is about. So would you like to speak a little bit about you, your practice in the show?
Certainly. So the play I'm performing is a solo work called Te Tupua the Goblin. And the play is about the story involves a Scottish sailor who's shipwrecked on the shores of Aotearoa in 1815, around that time, and he's taken to live with Māori. So he lives as a Māori. He is a slave. He redeems himself through an outrageous act of valor and becomes a warrior. And then he goes on through a series of incidents and a series of things that happen to him, which he eventually turns his back on the idea of being a warrior because of the way it connects to the earlier part of his life, when as a child his family were cleared from the Scottish Highlands, which is what happened, the Scottish Highland clearances. And he was a victim of that as a boy. And so he kind of remembers all of that, and so he turns his back on that and becomes committed to the path of peace. He becomes Te Tupua Rangi Marie, and he lives as a husband. And then more calamity is visited upon him, and he eventually makes his return to England, where his end is unknown. So that's the story, but the theme of the play is about the past has not left us. The past is still here, and if we want to look, we can see it. And if we want to understand the reason why things are as they are in the present, we must understand and look to the past. So that's really the theme of the play. But the story itself is a rollicking ride. I play 11 characters, men, women, Maori, American, Scottish, English, many different settings, sailing ships, churches in the city of London, marae in Aotearoa, so many different settings as the story moves along. It's a sort of a life story of this man that I created.
It's, you kind of spoke to it a little bit there with talking about the themes of the show, but I as the writer of the show and the sole performer of the show, I really want to hear a little bit more about where this idea for this show came from as well. Do you want to speak to that?
Certainly. I mean, it really came from my own reading and my own deep interest in the history of Aotearoa, and particularly that time from when the Europeans first came here up to 1840. There was a period of sort of 50 years which was quite unique. There were not many Europeans living here, and those that did live here lived on Māori terms. And it was a particular area of our history which I really enjoyed reading about. And I was doing my master's degree, and I was reading about the colonization of the Pacific and the way that the Age of Enlightenment, the European Enlightenment, was finding its own way down into the process of colonization. And I was interested in this and reading, and then I asked my supervisors, would they mind if I prepared, as part of my exegesis, an oral reading of a play script? Because I've been involved in theatre for many years, and that's where my my imagination leads me to. And they agreed. So I prepared a play script, which I then read at the oral presentation of the exegesis of the master's degree. And that all went well. I got my degree. And then I performed it a couple of times, and actually the premiere of it was here at Waipapa Marae, here at the university. It was the first time I ever actually performed it. And I did it about 10 times at some festivals in Waikato and in Rotorua. And then life changed and things got busy elsewhere. But then 2 years ago, we thought perhaps it's appropriate for Te Tupua to have his legs once again. So I began preparing it, and we did a wonderful national tour last year.
Amazing.
With the Arts on Tour. We did 20 gigs from here to Dunedin and back. So that's really how the piece evolved. It evolved out of my love of history and my dedication to creating a story that is about us, but a really rollicking yarn, a story full of adventure and confrontation and violence and love and all of that good stuff.
This is not the first run of the show, as we've been talking about. You've performed it quite extensively, it sounds like, previously. What has the reception been like to the play? Have you noticed any shifts over time?
Reception has always been very positive. But we really felt with this latest iteration, it felt like its time had come, because leading up to the last election, as you know, there was a lot of discussion about race relations in Aotearoa and the forwarding of the Treaty Principles Bill and all of that kind of thing. So suddenly all of these things were sort of back in the conversation. And even though the play is not about that directly, it deals with the confrontation and impact and intermingling of the two cultures. So in answer to your question, Beth, it's been extraordinary, the responses. And one of the things, when we set off on our national tour last year, the producer asked us, would you mind doing a Q&A after the performance? And that's something that I've never really incorporated into my own practice, but I remember it from back in the 1980s when there was this sort of thing emerged called marae theatre, and the Māori practitioners would always include this at the end of their performance. And it makes sense in terms of tikanga, because there's that opportunity for reciprocity. There's an exchange and the audience get an opportunity to respond, to ask questions. So I thought, well, that seems fitting for what we're doing. So I said to the producer, yeah, I'm happy to have that Q&A. So I finish the performance and go out the back and kind of mop off and come back. And the conversations have been extraordinary. There were times when we sat together with the audience for up to an hour, and there'd be this, a couple of times there were discussions amongst the people in the audience, and I just sat there and listened for 15 minutes as they answered each other's questions and talked about things. So if the role of theatre is to open a discussion for people to consider in a reasoned way, then the play has succeeded on that level because of that kind of response. And it's been a really good response in terms of reviews and so forth. People enjoy the performance. It's very basic. It's just me, a bench, a paddle, and a whole heap of me asking the audience to imagine. Imagine this person here who isn't here, real time, but imagine them there, and I'm talking to them, and the audience do the work and they imagine. And that has been one of the successes, I think, of the play.
And that's so beautiful to hear, and I feel like particularly as a solo work, that engagement is so, I don't know, validating for all the work that you've put into it. It's just so nice to, I guess, have that feedback and keep the conversation going. But I guess along that line of thought, in terms of it being a solo play, do you want to speak a little bit more on the experience of performing in this way? Are you playing multiple roles? I think you might have signaled to that a little bit earlier, but what does that process of devising look like for you?
Well, first of all, I had to kind of write it and then take it into the studio and start voicing all the different characters. And it does become technical because, you know, in a conventional theatre situation where there's a dialogue going on, the technique is that when the other person's speaking, I'm waiting for my cue, I breathe in, and when they finish their line, I'm ready to come with mine on a full breath. But if I'm doing all of the dialogue myself as a solo performer, I'm two people talking to one another, then that's difficult to do. So I had to figure out, where in the line can I take a breath so that the answer to this line comes in with a full breath and with the energy required for this answer to be part of pushing the drama forward? So there were technical things like that. And then it's like, who are these characters? I play nine characters, and therefore each of them is different. Each of them has a different thought process. Each of them wants something different. So I have to figure out, where in my body do I put this character? Where in my voice? and where do they look and all of that kind of thing. So that's been a really wonderful challenge to figure out how to really embody each person and give each person their own mana, you know.
John, we've got about a minute left, but I wanted to touch briefly on your experience with the renowned avant-garde theatre troupe, Red Mole. You toured with them, or you spent 10 years on the road with them. Would you be able to just speak briefly on how this experience sort of informed your love of theatre?
The thing about Red Mole is that we wanted to do theatre that was about us. It wasn't about a play from somewhere else, and we wanted to mix it up in terms of genre as well. So we used a whole lot of different styles, from European cabaret to American street theatre to British scripted drama to Greek epic tragedy, and we kind of mixed it all in. And one of the things about being in New Zealand is that you're sort of allowed to do that, because in some ways I've found through my life I don't have my own indigenous form of theatre, because I'm in this strange kind of intercultural space drawing on all these different things. So the experience of Red Mole kind of taught me to be brave and taught me to look to the world around me for the material of my theatre.
Beautiful. Thank you, John. When can people see it?
So, Te Tupua, we opened last weekend in the Mangere Arts Centre, but tonight at Te Pou in Henderson, 7 p.m. Next Saturday, the 29th of March, in Uxbridge in Howick, and then the Q Theatre Loft on the 10th and 11th of April, and then our tour ends on Sunday, the 27th of April, at the Rose Centre, a 4 p.m. matinee there. So it's a tour of the Isthmus, six performances throughout the Auckland area, and it's really exciting and wonderful to be able to go right around the whole district presenting this work.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, John, for coming in. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you about the show. That was John Davis speaking to us about Te Tupua the Goblin. That was Stage Direction.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.